Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something truly beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents like you are asking such thoughtful questions about how to help your children set goals and feel proud when they accomplish them. And I want you to know, this is one of the most wonderful questions you could ask. Because here's the thing. When your 4 or 5-year-old sets a simple goal and works toward it, something magical is happening in their brain. They're not just learning to tie their shoes or build a tall tower. They're building the foundation for a lifetime of confidence, persistence, and the beautiful belief that they can do hard things. Let me share something the magic book taught me. Your child's brain right now is like a garden of starlight, growing new pathways every single day. And when they set a goal, work toward it, and achieve it, those pathways light up like constellations. They're learning that their efforts matter, that persistence pays off, that they are capable of amazing things. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. My child gives up so easily. They start something and then walk away. They don't seem motivated. And I want to tell you something really important. That's completely normal. Your child isn't lacking motivation. They're learning what motivation even means. They're discovering how to hold an idea in their mind and work toward it. And that takes time. It takes practice. It takes your gentle guidance. Dr. Carol Dweck, a brilliant researcher at Stanford University, discovered something that changed how we understand children's learning. She found that when children are praised for the process they engage in, their hard work, their strategies, their focus, their persistence, they become better learners. They remain motivated. They're more likely to take on challenges and thrive in the face of difficulty. But when children are praised only for being smart or talented, something different happens. They start to shy away from challenges. They become less resilient when things get hard, because if they're just smart, then struggling means they're not smart anymore. And that's scary for a little one. So here's what the magic book whispers to us. Praise the process. Celebrate the effort. Notice the strategies. When your child is working on a puzzle and they try turning a piece different ways, you can say, "I love how you're trying different approaches." When they're practicing writing their name and it's wobbly, you can say, "Look at how much you're concentrating. Your hard work is making those letters better and better." This is called process praise, and it's like stardust for your child's growing brain. It teaches them that abilities aren't fixed. They can grow, they can improve, they can learn. And that belief, my friend, is one of the greatest gifts you can give your child. Now, let's talk about how to help your child set goals that feel achievable and exciting. The key is to start small, really small. We're not talking about learning to read or mastering the piano. We're talking about goals like, "I want to put on my shoes by myself," or "I want to build a tower as tall as my knee," or "I want to draw a circle." These might seem tiny to us, but to a 4 or 5-year-old, these are mountains to climb. And when they reach the summit, when they accomplish that goal, the pride they feel is real and powerful and beautiful. Here's how you can support them. First, help them choose a goal that matters to them. Not what you want them to learn, but what they're curious about. Maybe they've been watching you tie your shoes and they want to try. Maybe they love blocks and want to build something specific. Follow their interest. That's where the magic lives. Second, break the goal into tiny steps. If they want to tie their shoes, maybe the first step is just making bunny ears with the laces. If they want to build a tall tower, maybe the first step is learning how to make a stable base. Each tiny step is a victory. Each one deserves celebration. Third, and this is so important, let them struggle a little bit. I know that's hard. I know you want to jump in and help. But when you give them space to try, to fail, to try again, you're teaching them that struggle is part of learning. You're teaching them persistence. You're teaching them that they can figure things out. You can stay close. You can offer encouragement. You can say things like, "This is tricky, isn't it? What could you try next?" Or, "I believe in you, you're working so hard on this." But resist the urge to do it for them. Let them own their achievement. And fourth, celebrate the process, not just the outcome. Yes, it's wonderful when they finally tie that shoe or build that tower. But it's equally wonderful that they kept trying, that they didn't give up, that they asked for help when they needed it, that they came back to it the next day. All of that deserves recognition. The magic book showed me something beautiful about this. There's a story in the book of Inara called The Dream Rhythm Marathon. It's about two friends, Kenji and Miva, who discover that a children's marathon course holds the dreams of every runner. And with help from their friend Celeste, they learn something wonderful. They learn that persistence and dreams work together to carry them forward. You see, Kenji and Miva each find their own dream rhythm, their own pace, their own way of moving toward the goal. And that's exactly what your child is learning to do. They're discovering that goals aren't about being the fastest or the best. They're about finding your own rhythm, staying committed, and letting your dreams carry you forward. After you read this story with your child, you can talk about it together. You can ask, what was Kenji and Miva's goal? How did they keep going when it was hard? What was their dream rhythm? And then you can help your child think about their own goals. What do they dream of doing? What's their rhythm? How can they take one step today? The research is so clear on this, my friend. The National Academies of Sciences tells us that motivation and self-regulation are key predictors of achievement in young children. And that when parents and educators support children in setting challenging yet achievable goals, we foster the development of persistence, self-motivation, and the understanding that abilities can grow through dedicated effort. This isn't just about tying shoes or building towers. This is about your child learning to believe in themselves, learning that they can set their mind to something and make it happen, learning that effort matters, that persistence pays off, that they are capable of wonderful things. And here's what I want you to know. You don't have to be perfect at this. You don't have to have all the answers. You just have to be present, to notice, to encourage, to celebrate the small victories, to remind your child when they're frustrated that learning takes time and you believe in them. Because the truth is, your child is already amazing. They're already capable. They're already learning and growing every single day. Your job isn't to make them into something they're not. It's to help them discover who they already are, to help them see their own strength, their own persistence, their own beautiful capacity to dream and work and achieve. So tonight or tomorrow, sit down with your little one. Ask them what they'd like to learn to do. Listen to their answer. Help them break it into small steps. Celebrate their effort. Read the Dream Rhythm Marathon together. And watch as your child discovers the magic of setting goals and achieving them. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, my friend. We believe in you. We believe in your child. And we believe in the beautiful journey you're on together. With love and starlight, Inara.